This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is what America's becoming. They want to censor us now. It's gotten that bad. Wake up, folks.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. And this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need
persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a Congress citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kill the country. World government. It's here.
The challenge is how to build a world order.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
This is, we are going to carve up the world according to the way we want to.
Unelected world government looting you.
They've exercised power for actual world or global control.
I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. You want to shut their energy systems off? You want to break up their families?
If you have so much power in play, you can do anything.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
You understand? You're living in a science fiction. I'm living in it.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
That DNA is stored even without your consent.
But I mean, do they point blank say, we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. It was an interior barcode, if you will.
This makes my head explode that your television could be eavesdropping on your conversations and then sharing it over the web.
All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them.
The Justice Department is building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists.
It's like the Elite or Space Aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction that's animating people to do this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah.
chlorine in our water weren't bad enough. Now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now in the third hour, broadcasting worldwide.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Never before has the establishment, both the Democrat and Republican Party, shown us that at the top they are wedded to each other. Like the Bennett brothers, where one was a Democrat, one's a Republican. It's crazy. And now we've gotten to a position where they openly say they're going to steal the popular vote, and are already doing it in Louisiana, in New Hampshire, you name it, from Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Now, I don't like Bernie Sanders, but at least he means what he's saying. Hillary is just a psychopath, obviously. And many psychologists and psychiatrists have analyzed her and say that's exactly what she is. But stealing the popular vote, trying to mainline it like it's okay. Donald Trump pledged to not leave the Republican Party, what, 8 months ago, with the third party, as long as they follow their pledge to not try to sabotage him or steal the nomination, which Roger Stone, who was just on the last hour, warned him was coming. You notice everything Stone talked about is coming true, so Stone is accelerating back towards the very top of the campaign. I'm just going to stop right there. And his former business partner has become the top advisor to Trump on stopping the steal there at the National Convention. Separately, the Democrats are in the news admitting that they're stealing it from Bernie Sanders in the Newark Daily News, and people are upset. Well, Paul Nagy is a former Pat Buchanan advisor and has been involved in Republican politics and issue advocacy for more than 30 years. Nagy articles have been published in Breitbart, Daily Caller, The Hill, and the Concord Monitor, many others, and numerous outlets throughout the world. He's a Trump supporter and the founder of We Will Walk movement, which is taking fire. This whole dump Trump, fire Trump thing, you know, anything but Trump thing is a joke that George Soros is funding. A petition that challenges the GOP trying to steal the nomination from Donald J. Trump, even if he has the delegates. So wewillwalk.org, Nagy Report, N-A-G-Y Report, or NagyReport.com. And Paul Nagy joins us right now. First off, thanks for joining us. Let me ask you this, sir. Have you ever seen, even in the history books or since you've been involved in politics, an election cycle this out of control and wild?
No, I haven't, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on. And just let me say this at the beginning. I feel very humbled with the coming behind and being interviewed after you had the one of the most brilliant political minds in our country on. Roger Stone is just the greatest, okay? And I have not. I've known Roger for a long time. I've been in politics for a long time. This is a mess, Alex. A mess, and it has to be fought.
Absolutely. Even if I didn't like Trump, and I love him, I have a few problems, but I love him because he's real and populist. Even if he was bad, I would fight to not have him be robbed. I mean, this is so out of control. What is the power structure thinking? And then why are you supporting Trump? And then let's talk about your different plans to try to derail their operation.
Well, the power structure, I've been fighting the power structure ever since the Buchanan days, when they tried to shut Pat Buchanan down at the convention in Texas, okay? So I know the boys involved. I know the boys involved that targeted Jack Kemp way back, and they kept him from the vice presidency, and they kept him from the presidential campaign.
And Stone was running his campaign then. You were involved. So you guys have witnessed this over and over again.
And I've been in the background, you know, I've just been watching and watching. I haven't really had a candidate. But when Trump came on the horizon in June, you know, and I listened to what he said, and the guy's strong, okay? He's successful. He means what he says. I'm an ex-Jersey guy, okay? I was born and raised in Jersey. He is a New Yorker, and we both have an attitude, and I love Trump's attitude.
I love it, too, and I love how the South loves him. The media, the leftist elite media, always acts like the South and the North hate each other. That's pure bull. That's just made-up garbage.
That's a bunch of bull, okay? It's just if people want to know what people on the ground are thinking, go to my petition site and read the comments. As of 2 minutes ago, we had 25,000 people that signed the petition. Now, I started this 10 days ago, and it's just me and this little old operation here in my home office in New Hampshire, okay? I put a Facebook page up. I had people come to the Facebook page, dedicated people. I've got a bunch of people. The administrators are great, and they push the petition all over the place.
And it's already all over the news, showing the power. Showing the power.
25,000 people.
Absolutely, that the grassroots has. Should they go to NagyReport.com to find the links to the Facebook and the rest of it?
Well, yes. They can go to NagyReport.com, and they can go to the petition just by typing in WeWillWalk.org, or they can go to Facebook and look for the group We Will Walk. We have over 2,000 members, and every one of those members are itching for something to do. And I'm happy to hear about the Cleveland mission, because this is something that I had on my horizon for the next.
Oh, we're doing it. Stone and I and others are planning it, and we're going to go. Great guns. I'm going to be there for over a week and a half. He's going to be there for a full month. I'm coming. I'm going to be on the ground every day with my crew. We're going to be on the show there every day, and it's going to be big. And because look, if they were stealing it from Bernie Sanders, you know, I would go and try to stop it. But with it, Trump, it is so obvious. Right. What do you think the establishment thinks they're getting away with? This just seems crazy.
Well, I don't think they're getting away with anything. I think they're scared. And they're scared because they're going to lose two things, power and money. I mean, Trump gets at the top, their power and their money goes away. And the Republican Party, as it is today, needs to come down. It needs to be put into ashes and then resurrected.
That's right.
resurrected under Donald Trump.
How dare them let China have 40% tariffs on us with their currency, and then Trump says that's not fair, and they call him protectionist. It's suicidal for us to have open trade, and they don't. That's crazy.
Well, you know, they said that Trump is not a conservative, okay? Who do they want him to be a conservative like? A conservative like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, who just passed an outrageous budget that both Barack and Obama and his minions loved, or the conservatism of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, who jeopardized our national security by not protecting our borders from illegal immigration and Muslims, and the Muslims that are coming in, who could do harm to our country. I mean, these guys are delusional. And what I call them is the impudent snobs, okay? The impudent snobs, Bill Kristol, Charles Krauthammer, Chuck Will, the National Review, they don't know what they're talking about, and they don't know what they're coming up against, Alex.
It looks like the Republican Party establishment's committing suicide in front of us. I mean, they were already on their last legs, but, man, what they're doing is crazy.
Because, once again, they are shaking in their boots. They have never come up against this. You know, the people that I talk to, the people on the ground, I mean, the people that I work, I am an organizer. That's what I do. Okay, I get the job done. I say, you know, in politics, nothing's moved unless it's pushed. I push. You give me a task, and I will go out and do it. I listen to people. I talk to people. I'm constantly on the phone. People are fed up. They've had it. They're not going to be told anymore to go sit in the corner, be quiet. We will nominate who we want to nominate by some guy with a chalkboard who appears on Fox News, okay? This is not going to happen. The people are not going to take it. And they're underestimating the people, Alex.
I agree. I've got a AP article here today and several others where the royal family of Saudi Arabia has announced they're going to start killing gays who identify as gay, but the left doesn't have a problem with that, and they're firing professors here in the U.S. who simply say we should have, you know, men and women's rights protected. That's okay. Saudi government wants to execute gay people who show their sexuality in public online. The left defends that, but then meanwhile wants to fire professors that say we should defend marriage. I mean, what is wrong with the left? I mean, you know, getting away from the Republicans for a minute, I always thought of myself as a classical liberal, like a Thomas Jefferson guy. I'm a libertarian, so I kind of lean Republican because, you know, gun issues and stuff like that. But what is wrong with the Democrats? I mean, they really seem like mentally ill psychopaths or something.
Well, it's not what's wrong with them. It is what they believe. They believe that they are right, okay, that they are in power and that they will dictate. And for the most part, you know, America has just sort of, oh, you know, with the PC crap, though, well, you really can't say this and you can't. It's time to stand up. People are standing up, okay, and we say we've had enough, and we have someone in Donald Trump who is the leader and who is saying the same things.
You know, I watch him give press conferences. He's been on the show, of course, but I watch him do like an hour-long press conference on his plane. He's really telling people what he thinks. He's really talking to those reporters. He's really a real guy. It's freaking them out.
And they're trying, what they're trying to do with the talking heads on the morning, the political consultants who have never won a campaign, and what I call the Valley Girl consultants, okay? If you look at them, it's everybody that just has to go to, oh, Trump is always mad and he's talking about this. And they never talk about Trump talking about the issues, what he stands for.
They lie and say he doesn't have issues, and I kind of bought into that 6 months ago. I started looking. He is all about issues. They just don't show what he says.
No, because they have to attack him personally. And they just can't. I'll tell you something, Alex. With this We Will Walk movement that I have, okay?
Yeah, we're going to break in a minute. That's why you're here. Let's talk about We Will Walk. Let's get into that right now.
Okay, I've sent a press release out. This movement with 25,000 people has not had a word said about it in any of the media, okay, on any of the national TVs. I have tweeted this out. I've sent press releases. They won't touch it because it is successful, and they know if they touch it and they advertise about or talk about it, it is going to expand.
Man, if you get the libertarians to give him the nomination,
man,
he would take over. He would beat the Democrats and Republicans.
And you know, know, the other thing is I'm saying, and I'm not complaining because this is what I do.
Stay there. You're going to have the floor, Paul. Paul, stay there. We're going to come right back to you and talk about We Will Walk and your plan to kind of keep the Republicans honest. WeWillWalk.org with Paul Nagy straight ahead. This is important. WeWillWalk.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Notice, we're really fighting, folks. We're trying to defeat the globalists. This isn't the game.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I would stand in line for this. I'm going to the big RNC event this year. We'll cover the DNC too, but that's so staged. We'll have like one reporter there. Still important. I'm going to be there for at least a week and a half, 2 weeks. Roger Stone's going to be there reporting for InfoWars.com and other folks for a month. This is going to be big. And all over the world we see crazy turmoil. But we've got a guy who comes highly recommended, obviously, from Roger Stone and others, who I was fully aware of back in the Pat Buchanan days. So I'd see him on TV when I was involved in Pat Buchanan's last two campaigns. And I saw them stealing the votes from him in Austin, Texas, where almost all of the people in the primary were for him, but he, you know, didn't even get 10% in Travis County. I saw him steal Arizona. And the crazy part is it comes out they're stealing it, and the media says, no, they didn't steal it. Well, this time they're openly stealing it, and so Paul Nagy of WeWillWalk.org is organizing just in the last few weeks a movement that's already gotten really big to walk if they do this. So explain the plan, why you're doing it, and why folks should get involved, Paul.
Well, the plan is, why I'm doing it is that when I first started, Alex, this is about the country, okay? It's a movement. It's a movement that's starting to form that actually transcends Trump individually, okay? And if the Republican Party continues in its effort to prevent Trump from the nomination, which he is clearly winning against, unprecedented intervention by the party power brokers and the elitists, then we will leave the party. And that is what the threat is. If they tamper with Trump or if they sabotage him, then we will leave the party. We will sit this out. But, you know, that's not going to happen. The movement here is to keep growing, to keep collecting those petitions, keep collecting the names, to be able to give you guys, by the time we get to the convention, you know, I'm shooting for 500,000 people.
That's it. We need to have the big, credible dagger at their throat to respond to them if they try to steal the election.
Now, I have breaking news right now because I'm on my other computer. And I'm talking to my administrators of the group of Facebook, okay? And what they're telling me is that Facebook is restricting any of the posts from our site that go to the signature site.
That happens to us, too. Give us your Facebook so folks can get around that.
Right. And they're starting to notice that. That's okay. We'll get around that. I mean, that isn't a problem. I mean, bring it on. So, as I was saying, I started this 10 days ago. And I thought to myself, it can't go on. And Republican power brokers can't determine how this plays out. Rove and company think that, everybody's going to sit home and eventually they're going to come around to it. No, that's not going to happen again. Okay, what they're doing is they are pushing us out of Atwater's big tent, okay? When we want to come into the Republican Party and we want to help to change it, they're pushing us out.
That's right. He's swelling the Republican Party into the populist party it's supposed to be, and these blue blood establishment people are trying to restrict it. They are outrageously arrogant.
Absolutely outrageous. I'm sure you've heard some of these people. We will make the nomination. It is who we
know. They've had the guy that runs the rules committee on the election, what is his name, Curly, whatever, on TV saying, your vote doesn't count, stop voting, we make the choice.
Well, there is strength in numbers, and we will show them numbers.
Okay? Well, I agree with you, they're scared. That's why they're acting so cocky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're showing their hand. Well, folks, go to wewillwalk.org or NagyReport.com and get involved there. And as you said, we need to have a big organized movement pointing that out, ready for Trump to walk. And then in the general election debates, he will destroy them. But speaking of the libertarians, I know we're just talking about building the threat. But I'm telling you, he has a shot. As the libertarians are in 48 states. He would, I think, in a general election with the libertarians, the only candidate that could win for them, he would probably beat the Democrats and the Republicans in a three-way race.
I agree with that. So that is a vehicle. That's a choice. I mean, that is an option.
I know Ventura has been offered to compete for it, but he says he won't do it if it's Trump or Sanders. Yeah. He will if it's Hillary or Cruz because they're so establishment. But I'm telling you, Trump's got some real options on his hands here. This is an incredible time, Paul.
This is an incredible time. I'm a little older guy here, I just want to go out with a political bang, too. And I think it's going to happen this time. Like I said, people need to go to the petition site. And if they don't do anything at all, read the comments from 25,000 people that have signed this petition. And every one of these petitions have been emailed and are
going to be emailed. Sure, where's the best place to go for the petition? WeWillWalk.org?
wewillwalk.org, and it'll take you right to the petition.
All right, Paul, we salute you. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless, and I'll see you there in Ohio. I'm going to be there covering the whole thing, and I wear my bias openly. I'm promoting the popular vote. I'm promoting freedom. I'm promoting Trump, the Second Amendment, the whole nine yards, down with political correctness.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over a million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, one of the great crew, Matt, just pointed out this bumper sticker that showed up here at the office that is awesome. And it's actually homemade, so I know who local patriots have made it. Banana Bay Tactical Trading Co. It's Army-Navy store. Who would Al-Qaeda vote for? And then they wrote ISIL, ISIS, IS out to it. That's all the globalists, George Soros and others that ran the Arab Spring, trying to confuse everybody about the fact that the West was backing Al-Qaeda. 4 years ago, they panicked as it was coming out, and our own military said, we're not going to be part of this. So they created all these other names to confuse people. It's Wahhabist Saudi Arabia, folks. Look at my hands. Look at my hands. I will just go ahead and show that. Look at that. I haven't had calluses since I was in college from lifting weights. And that's what Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex and X2 is doing. I was deadlifting like, I don't know, what was it, 400 pounds a day. And what was scary was it wasn't even hard to do, except it was tearing the skin off my hands. So I'm going to try to get up to 500 pounds which isn't that much, but I don't know. They have The Undertaker does it on TV, 500, and they put it on ESPN. So I'm going to try to do 500 in a month, and then in about 6 months, I want to deadlift 600. Because that's the kind of stuff people want to see, I guess. It sure excited my personal trainer. So it's not that much weight. I could squat 600 pounds when I was 20, bench press 350. Totally natural. That's not that strong. I weighed like 185 pounds, though. So for my weight, I was very strong. Now I weigh like 235 or so. And, man, I'm getting into the heavy weight, and it is awesome. And contrary to popular belief, my muscles are getting a little bigger, but the fat is just draining off of me. Maybe we'll have a weightlifting contest here at the office. We'll see who can squat the most, who can bench the most, who can – I can't bench like I used to. My shoulder hurts. Anything above like 250, you just – it's easy to push, but my body in the joint just won't do it. So I need to take more of the InfoWars Life joint formula, because quite frankly, we made it for folks that have joint problems. I haven't taken it yet. I want to get in the news right now, and I want to open the phones up. The toll-free number on everything we've covered today, wide open free-for-all, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. But before I go any further, I realized that in the first hour today for TV viewers, I kind of messed up. Because we had a whole warehouse of this that just came in. I was going, man, this sure seems little to Anthony with the vitamin mineral fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation. He goes, well, don't worry. You know, see it, you know, versus, you know, other leading brands, it has just as much or more. It's concentrated. And I said, yeah, but seems like that's small all of a sudden. And then they run over here and go, no, you're right. It's twice the size. Sorry. Okay, there you go. It's like, did this get smaller or did my hand get smaller? Am I turning into Donald Trump? I'm being sarcastic. But this really is the very, very best nutraceutical vitamin mineral blend with amino acids and other trace elements we can come up with for the price. And the taste is amazing. My kids absolutely love it. We're going to Rob New for just a second before we go to your calls. And he's in Wisconsin covering things. All the videos are on InfoWars.com of what's been happening. But we have our own nutraceutical line, whether it's X2 or lung cleanse, or whether it's the oxy powder to flush out the upper and lower intestine, or whether it's Brain Force. We set out to make the very best nootropic with known compounds that, in a healthy way, boost brain activity and overall enjoyment. Few of the ingredients are prescription in Europe. And we are basically half the price of the, quote, leading competitor. And I call them a leading competitor because they called me up about 3 months ago and they said, we notice your nootropic's really good. It's got a lot of our stuff but some other stuff. Yeah, it's really good. It's better than ours. And you're selling it for half the price. Why are you doing that? Same serving size. And I said, I'm not your competitor. Supplements are like a $10 billion a year business. It's growing exponentially. I'm not in competition with you. I had another sponsor call me and say, your DNA force is an incredible, you know, DNA telomere, mitochondrial DNA booster, certified BioPQQ, CoQ10, the best forms of it. We have a product like that. I'm like, yeah, welcome to planet Earth. There's 100 brands of orange juice. Yeah, but yours is so good. That's why it is so popular. But you're not in competition. And the crazy thing about me is I still promote other great brands and things that are sponsors. It's just, welcome to America and the world. I'm going to promote my own stuff as well because we want to develop our own. We want to come out with the best stuff. We want to go to the biggest manufacturers with the highest quality and come up with game changers. That's what we do. It's a free country. We're doing it. But there are just so many great nutraceuticals out there. What we can't crack is whey. Whey has so many scams, so many problems, so many tests, so many issues that I don't promote whey because it's just so hard to give you the very best stuff. I'm doing some research. I'm trying, but it is just a minefield. But when it comes to vitamin mineral fusion of all the basic vitamins, all the minerals, all the trace elements, the amino acids, all of it fused together with a great fruit punch flavor that's natural from the ingredients that are in it, this is the ultimate. $39.95. Leading, quote, competitors are twice that amount or more. This is amazing. It's concentrated. This is so important for children because it is liquid, so it's absorbable. And again, I'm talking about other sponsors and people. I'll just throw this out there. The stuff at InfoWarsHealth.com is excellent as well. I endorse it. I love it. Polymers, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX. I mean, quite frankly, it costs more, but it's probably better than our bone and joint formula, the OsteoFX stuff that Longevity has that I sell at InfoWarsHealth.com, because we looked into it. It's so proprietary, so powerful. Their bone and joint stuff, I think, is the best stuff they've got. That's like game-changer level that is, I don't even know how they sell it for that price. So you get it at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's what we do, is that we come out with our base high-quality products to fund the operation and to help the listeners. And we also promote the very best sponsors, the very best quality out there at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It looks like we just had people grabbing at the camera and Mac G homieing and things. It looked aggressive. I missed part of it. With people going in, some of these are Trump supporters, look like some anti-Trump people getting in Rob Du's face. I'm not sure what I just saw. They're in Wisconsin moving around. They were in Janesville yesterday. Where are you today, Rob Du and crew? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin right now. I just had a supporter just said thank you for being here. Alex, those were actually virulent Trump supporters and InfoWars fans all at the same time.
Okay, so they were so excited it looked like they were attacking. Okay,
I
love that.
They knew who I was.
It's like you think a woman's against you and she tears your clothes off. Okay, I get it.
Exactly. So it's like, let me get a picture, let me get a picture. So this is what's going on right now. You can see the protesters across the street. Maybe less than 100.
I should have known they're Trump supporters because they don't look like they're dead. I mean, it doesn't matter. The Trump supporters only been putting, you know, Valhalla compared to the folks only they've been putting a microwave. I mean, I'm sorry, but the anti-Trump people really are ugly. Sorry, go ahead.
they're a motley bunch, that's for sure. But everybody I met today in the Trump line, very nice. Even though we got a little rain going on, it's a lot of high school students that are here, anti-Trumpers. So people who haven't paid taxes, haven't lived in the real world, so they don't know what it's like yet. And except this lady, so she's got a sign that says, "Does this ass make me look fat?" Now, do you think that's promoting love?
I am not claiming to promote love. I'm claiming to promote the truth, and it is that he really kind of is an ass. He is just very derogatory when it comes to how he speaks of women.
Ask her if it's okay if the Saudi cop gave people's heads off there.
How he speaks to the LGBT community. Frankly, how he speaks to other candidates.
Did you have a problem with Saudis chopping women's heads off and gays' heads off?
So
let me ask you about this real quick. Today it came out in Saudi Arabia that they want to, they said they're going to kill gay people. They're going to get the death penalty in that country. And that's a primarily Muslim nation. What do you think about that? And then Trump has come out and said, yeah, we need to vet Muslims better. But then you have other countries.
So what's wrong? Chopping gay people's heads off for no reason or saying don't let these killers in?
I don't think it's ever okay to kill people based on their sexual identity or sexual preference.
So why don't we protect America,
lady? I believe that because the leaders of Saudi Arabia want to kill gay people, that we will condemn all of the citizens of Saudi Arabia and be foolish enough to think that they believe that. We have leaders who believe that. In the past, I'm sure there are Saudi Arabia people who disagree with their leaders.
Oh, so bring them on in. Do we give them free everything?
Hateful statement.
All right, thank you. Thanks, sir. You were live on the air with.
Oh my God, I can't listen to her. We talked to those people yesterday. I can't handle it. Let's talk to some Trump supporters.
Let's talk to some Trump. I got three lovely ladies right here with Trump hats on. Y'all want to be on TV?
Yeah.
All right. So tell me why you like Donald Trump.
Well.
Come on, you're live on TV right now.
Oh! I like Trump because he's conservative and he tells you what's up. So,
yeah. So you like how...
I don't know that Midwestern girl looks like her, but she kind of went bad.
Kicks the PC type terminology to the curb.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Sorry.
Yep.
What about you?
I don't want to talk.
Silent Trump supporters. We got a couple ladies over here. Hey, y'all want to talk? Can we be on camera? It's all right. We all got
long hair. Oh, they're just cutie cakes. Hey, seriously, get there. If they think you're a hippie because you got long hair, they're coming.
Nope. All right. You want to talk about Donald Trump?
Nope.
All right.
Tell them you're here with the rebellion. You're here to help. They're scared because you're a good-looking liberal, dude.
Well, here,
you're not a liberal. You're a patriot, but... You look like, you know, the dude, and they don't like you.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, they're a little pea-brained as well.
Yeah, it happens.
Try saying woo Trump, and we'll talk to you.
Right here, this guy wants to make America great. That's
there
what
you
he
go.
Wants to do.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we're here. So why are you here for Donald Trump?
I don't know. I just support America. That's all I support. And I'm tired of the 545 politicians in this United States that can't do anything. They campaign against everything that they did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They want better education, but they can't fix it. Right? But they have the power to fix it. They want better immigration laws, but they can't fix it. But they can. They have the power. 535 people in the United States have the power to fix this. And
hey,
they can't do it.
Hey, how you doing?
No, they won't do it.
Yeah. Because they can't. Because they're sixth grade children, and they can't fix the problem.
Yeah, they'd rather fight about issues of
housing. They're not paid for by foreign
they
interest.
They have the power to do it.
That's the thing. That's what makes me mad. So I think everybody that's in line right here is just tired of...
Good job. Let's go talk to some more folks. Just ask folks, right. Why do you like Trump?
There you go. All right, thanks, buddy. I'm going to go talk to some more people. Thanks for talking.
This is in...
All right, now I'm back on...
Appleton,
hey,
Wisconsin,
so tell me why
McCarthy's from.
I don't like... No?
Yeah, they're afraid of the media. Tell them we're not with MSNBC.
Hey, this guy will talk. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I watch InfoWars all the time.
He's a big InfoWars fan, so tell me why you like Trump.
Well, we do like for a lot of reasons. I don't have any specifics, but we're going to go in and find out. That's why I wait in line all day, so really excited to hear him talk.
Yeah. So how do you feel about it? It looks like the Republican Party hates this guy's guts. They do not want him to get the nomination, and it looks like they may even try to steal it from him. How do you feel about that?
I think they hate his guts because they think that America is turning into a nursing home where everyone needs to be taken care of. I think that we should take care of ourselves and stand up for ourselves.
Spoken like a true American.
Absolutely. You talk to this guy.
Why do you like Donald Trump?
Not sure who I'm voting for yet. Just here to participate in the political.
That's a key point. A lot of folks are just coming to hear and people attack them. Talk to them about that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Alex, you'd be surprised. I met a lot of people in this line who are just like, we don't know. We want to see what he has to say. So what about America right now? Do you think needs to be fixed or worked on, or what's wrong with America?
Well, I think we have to come up with reasonable solutions for health care, reasonable solutions for education costs. And I think that we just need to continue to work on our tax code, make sure we create jobs.
Pay more taxes or less taxes?
Proper allocation of the taxes and
less taxes. Is he more of a liberal libertarian, or how does he identify?
Repair our infrastructure.
All right. Do you identify as a conservative, libertarian, liberal? What's your political identity?
Generally a conservative.
Okay.
Awesome, brother. Let's talk to his girlfriend.
All right. All right. I don't know if that's as good. You want to talk? I'm getting Alex Jones is in my ear right now. He said he wanted to talk to you. Why are you here? What do you like about Trump?
I don't want to talk.
She'll ask her. She was going to check him out.
Alex, how you doing? Watch you all the time.
All right. There's our fan back. I've got some young guys here. One of them's got a Democrat pin on and a Trump. So who are you here to support?
Well, I'm not here to support Trump. I'm just kind of here to observe today. Yeah.
Are you old enough to vote?
Not yet. I won't vote in the primaries.
So a lot of folks are just checking it out.
On the,
exactly.
No,
they
really
are. For that.
People are checking it out. Look at the line, Alex. It's all the way. And they've already been letting people in for about 45 minutes.
Have them scream Valhalla. Just say Valhalla.
All right. On three, I want you guys to say Valhalla. One, two, three.
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Cheers for one of these teams. One, two, three.
Valhalla. Oh, that's not just in the Runway movie. I always said that. They ripped it off.
One, two, Valhalla. That's where we go when we die.
We're going to heaven. Donald Trump's up there. All right, let's talk to some more of them.
All right. Hey, why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Well, I honestly support him because I'm a centralist. I lean both ways, but he was a Democrat.
That's a good point. He's a populist. That's true. That's why they hate him.
Got some good ideas. But I honestly think that how he looks now isn't how he's going to look for the general election. That's just not how it's going to go down. He's
going to better not weasel too much.
He's right in the center. He's going to show. He's already shown it that he's not a huge gun fan. Which I'm not a huge gun fan. I own some, but
well, you're doing a lot more than a lot of other people are if you're owning guns.
That I am, but I don't support giant clips, machine gun clips.
Yeah, but criminals are going to have whatever. Okay, that guy has a walnut brain. Let's talk to the next guy.
That they are. But that's why we have to trust in our government a little bit.
That's right. We need the government to stick their hands in places.
They can't control them.
Make sure there's no bombs in our.
All right. Thanks a lot. I think Trump's going to lead the charge on that.
All right. You think Trump's going to lead the charge? All right. Let's get a few more people in here. All right. Hey, how you guys doing? Ah, look at that. They shy away from the camera.
I think, well, you do. They're a little in their own stereotypical world, too. You know, you got a beard, you got long hair.
Free speech. Supports free speech.
Ask me if you like the fact that Trump is going after political correctness. Look, I've kind of talked to enough of them. Giant line. But I want to talk to you about what you've witnessed the last few days. Sure. Let's go back to Rob Dew. Rob, let's get you on camera, my friend.
All right.
My little green friend. I've been waiting for this a long time. Go ahead.
See, these are the protesters behind me. You know, this morning the protests were quiet. We went to one. I swear these kids were probably on Valium or Xanax.
You asked. I saw the video. It's like they look like they've been nerve gassed.
See, look, this lady just called me a racist. Ma'am.
Let's talk to her.
You called me a racist?
I do.
You said Trump is a racist, so are you.
Skip the break.
Oh, you're talking to the crowd.
Let's talk to this walnut. Let's hear from her.
All right, she doesn't want to talk.
Now go back to that.
She just
idiot.
Wants to yell things out.
They're like mindless bots right running around saying racism. I don't even screwed over by Obamacare. I'm a racist.
There we go. Look at that.
Molon Labe, right InfoWars.com shirt.
Look at that Trump pin. It's like Captain America. That's
hey,
awesome.
I'm Captain America. Watch out,
so,
Trump.
Look at Hillary for prison shirt. Look at that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So why are you a Trump fan?
I like what he's going to do for America. I think he's going to make America great again, and I believe that America has an opportunity if he steps in the office.
Awesome. Let's talk to his Fräulein. Let's talk to his lady.
All right. You're wearing the Hillary for prison shirt. What's your favorite thing about Hillary?
Nothing. I don't like her.
She needs to be in prison.
Yes.
Why are you supporting Trump?
Because I think that he'll make America great again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's another Hillary for prison shirt.
There's another one right there. What difference does it make? That's awesome. Why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Because he'll probably stop the corruption in Washington and bring our jobs back to the country.
Yeah, we're scared of him. I mean, something's going on.
Jones, I like how he said he just wants to do 4 years. He's like, I'm going to do it in 4 years and I'm out. You know, he's not going to be a career politician. He's not going to suck us dry. And, you know, he's just going to say, I'm in for 4 years and I'm going to do it in 4 years.
Well,
that's all
those
I need.
Folks, they're awesome, and thanks for the support.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. Alex just said thanks for the support. Thank you all very much.
Hi,
y'all have a good one. Yeah.
Folks, he's on that line. 10 minutes. We've already seen 5 InfoWars shirts.
A lot of love in Wisconsin for you. I mean, a lot of people are sure.
Love
yeah,
for
yeah,
you, dude. We love you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck
I love
everything.
Rob, dude, by the way.
I
really
can't
do.
Say that.
Love tripping with his wife and him and the kids. Oh, my
so
God.
So you're not a Donald Trump fan? Okay, so why are you going in?
Dude, it's so fun to camp with.
I hear the unbiased, what he has to say for himself rather than what is portrayed in the media. I want to at least have a position that I can make an argument that's genuine and intelligent.
So you're going to come out, and then like an MSM robot, you're going to be saying, he's racist, sexist, xenophobic, and I saw him live, now I can say it.
It's not that. I personally believe that. It is just a truth that is displayed in the way he speaks, the words he says, the way he positions himself, the way his policies work.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
18.
18. All right. Do you pay taxes?
No. But I pay income. I pay...
payroll tax?
He pays Social Security tax. He pays...
Once you start paying taxes and they start taking all your money, you're going to go, where's all this money going to? I got to pay property taxes
that's
to live in my house?
To the military because
we're live on the air.
Hit the bank.
Third strike. Sorry.
Hit,
see you later.
Hit the delay. We got that, right?
I hope we got
we
it.
Catch that network?
Thank you. Hey, here's a fan here. Why do you like Trump?
Well, what I like about Trump is that the globalists don't like him.
Yeah,
you know. That guy's a listener.
He must be doing something right.
Correct.
Ask if he's a listener.
Are you a listener?
A listener, yeah. So I appreciate what you do.
Right, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're
God bless
we're
you, brother.
We'll
get some more info from him. What else do you want to say? All right.
I think he's rolling
hey,
out.
Let's stop right there, dude. Let's get away from the crowd for a minute. Just stop.
Okay, sure.
Every fifth or sixth person is a listener or wearing a T-shirt. I hope the viewers out there realize you're not alone. That's why you get T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not just a funder operation for the $10 we make on one. It's that you then meet like-minded people. And by the way, I've had 5 designer shirts that were limited edition that we never brought back. We've had so many complaints, and now everybody's copying our dark blue Hillary for President shirt that's been sold out for 2 months that I'm going to technically do the right thing, but quite in the spirit of it, not. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to bring the Hillary for President original back out, but with a slight design change, so it is designer. It is actually original. But I'm putting the shirt back out. I made the decision yesterday. They'll be back in stock next week, made right here in America, Rob, dude. That shirt is too popular, and people demand it, dude. And we need the money.
We
need the money.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, when we go to break, we ought to get this guy to take us out to break with a song. He's been playing some pro-Trump song. Hold on. When we're going to break, I'll cue you. All right? So just let me know, Jones. Give me a 10-second countdown, and I'll get this guy to take us a song out to break. He's been playing pro-Trump songs all weekend. Wisconsin's really interesting. Where we're at now, Appleton's very Democratic, very liberal city, and, you know, they seem to have stirred up the young kids who don't live in the...
You're a real liberal. You should be against Hillary, who's a total tyranny witch, trying to steal it from Bernie Sanders. How could you support...
Most people are against Hillary. They're definitely pro-Bernie, and I ask them, you know, hey, what is up with... They're saying they're going to steal the election now for Hillary, just outright steal it. And a lot of these people haven't seen that story, and I'm like, go check it out, because they're openly saying they're going to steal the New York primary for Hillary Clinton. They just go ahead and say it. So it's completely ridiculous, and people need to stand up. And I hope these Hillary or these Bernie supporters, when they realize it's been stolen from them, they go to the only populist
candidate. I agree. This is amazing footage of you guys on the ground. Wait till you and I, by the way, we got to go ahead and get the hotel rooms. They're all sold out, or the houses we're going to rent or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're all going for a week and a half. It is going to be crazy town. Ready, dude. You're going. I'm going. A bunch of the crew's going. We're going to the RNC. It is going to be Circus Maximus.
I can't wait. I'm sorry. Somebody wants to say something. He's got a Bernie 16 pin on.
I was just going to say not everyone in the protesting line is a Bernie supporter. I am, but...
But you are. Right. Well, yeah. She is. The ones that I've talked to, a lot of them are.
Not everybody.
Okay.
Well, who was the woman that called you a racist earlier?
Hold on. She's over there. Hey, we got a Hillary Clinton supporter. So why should we not put Hillary in prison at this time?
There's absolutely no reason to. Why should we?
She destroyed the country of Libya. She sold arms to ISIS. And she killed 4 or 5 Americans in Benghazi.
That's cute. She killed them, huh?
She stood down. She acted like she didn't know. Who do I support? I support who is not bought off by the globalists. So right now it looks like Donald Trump. But you know what? Bernie wouldn't be a bad second place, honestly.
You know what's interesting?
But I think...
Yeah, does he get their populists? Does P-Brain understand that?
Right. All right, I think they're done talking. What did you say?
I don't support Hillary, but I think a lot of people do support her.
After she knows the peace symbol is the root of death and Satanism.
Hers is Bernie. I think they think she's going to win the general election. She has a better chance of winning the general election against Trump. And they think her establishment politics is a necessary evil. I don't believe that, but I think that's what a lot of people
think. Yeah, a lot of people do think that. Jones, my earpiece fella, what did you just say? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, listen, I just want to ask her if her brain is bigger than a walnut. No, I'm joking. I know. I don't mean to be mean and insult these people. I just get sick of them, how they think they're so smart. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, they do. They really do think they found it all out because they've read an article.
Let's go out to break with this guy. We got 2 minutes. Have him start playing.
Stop it. Pull the Trump man once again.
You have entered the Twilight Zone of talk radio. Fused with TV.
For the Trump man.
With the fourth hour today. Hosted by.
Step on that Trump train. Roll on.
Oh my God. This is awesome. Who's hosting the fourth hour? I forgot.
This is what makes free speech so great. You know, everybody standing out here. The crowd loves him.
I wonder if they
what's your name
nerve gas them all with PCP. What would happen?
New York. I go 13.5 hours, 15.5 to get here.
Throw 15 hours to come here and play music for people. Pro Donald Trump supporter.
What did they put Molly do in all of the Trump and then all the Democrat supporters? If everyone was drugged, what would happen?
There'd probably be a lot of clothes being taken off here in the streets.
There'd be peace on earth for 5 hours.
There would be. Now they're getting louder.
I tell you what, stay there. I want you to walk across the street back to the moron crew, back to the Democrats, and I want to talk to them a little bit, see if they're able to talk or form
syllables.
I want to
grab my bag before I do that, so we're going to go to break.
You're great. Back in 70 seconds with Rob Due. 4 hours straight ahead, InfoWars.com. 2016 election, I'm Alex Jones.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.